It's gonna be tough for him if he was exhausted in the later rounds of the Kovalev fight and was dropped by what appears to be a jab. It's gonna be tough when you got a guy like Beterbiev, who I don't think we've ever seen him utterly exhausted. We've seen him deal with adversity, like with that cut against Brown, and still be able to stop his opponent. So it's gonna be tough.
Welcome back to another special edition of the RBR Precap. I am Alex Burgos, joined as always by my man and compa, Gabe Rivas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's about 47 degrees in California and Los Angeles, to be specific. I know our East Coast listeners are going to make fun of me, but I have to wear two sweaters. Anytime it hits below 50, I get too cold and I need to, you know, warm up.
I hear you, man. I don't feel bad for you, even though we got relatively nice weather today. I'll say in 30s, 40s, but I don't feel bad for you, man. I'll take that weather any day. We haven't gotten hit with a big snowstorm yet, but I know it's brewing. It's coming here in the DC area. But yeah, let's get into what could be a storm tomorrow in a light heavyweight clash between two power punchers, two knockout artists. Artur Beterbiev versus Anthony Yard. Beterbiev, of course, is the WBC, WBO, and IBF Unified Light Heavyweight Champion. Yard, mandatory for that. They're fighting in Wembley in London. And you figure if there's ever a time where you're going to bet on a knockout, you know, for either guy, it's got to be this one. Like I said, Beterbiev, 18 victories, 18 by knockout. Yard, 23 victories, 22 by knockout. So it's really hard to foresee this fight going the distance, whether you're picking Yard or Beterbiev. I would say definitely, based on the lines for knockout and just victories in general, I mean, there's some interesting plays here. I'll get into those plus and minuses in a little bit. But Gabe, I want to kick it to you first and just ask you, what do you think of this matchup? On paper, it looks exciting. Like I said, looks like it's, you know, two trains coming at each other, as we were talking a little bit off camera before. Just, you know, who's going to get derailed here? Two power punches coming at each other. What do you think of this fight?
Artur Beterbiev is on an impressive run ever since becoming champion in 2007, where he captured the IBF title. Since then, he's beaten Alexander Gvozdyk for the WBC title. And then afterward, he unified his titles with the WBO title that Joe Smith Jr. had in his last fight, stopping him in second round knockout. 18-0, 18 KOs, impressive run, dominant, very strong textbook when it comes to his technique. I don't see how Yard can pull off a victory against someone like Beterbiev. He's flashy, he's very strong, he's muscular, but I don't think he has the technical prowess nor the power to keep Beterbiev off of him. And it's a similar situation to what we saw with Joe Smith Jr. There was no way anyone would tell Joe Smith Jr., hey, try to outbox Beterbiev. The plan was clear from the beginning. You got to go in there and make it a rough fight, but you're making it a rough fight against a guy who's also an Olympian and knows how to throw short punches. And when he throws short punches, they come with a lot of power. You know, that's why when he was coming in, he was getting caught with hard right hands, Joe Smith Jr. was, and getting hurt. So Anthony Yard, I don't know what kind of game plan he's going to have. It looks like the only game plan he could pursue is one of, you know, trying to smother him and make it a brawl. But even then, he runs the risk of being knocked out. And if he tries to box them, he's going in there with an Olympian. So it's very difficult for me to see Anthony Yard winning this fight. He has the hometown advantage, but I think Artur Beterbiev, or Beterbiev, however you guys like to pronounce it, or however it's pronounced, should be winning this fight. And hopefully that sets up the mega fight against Dmitry Bivol.
Definitely. I've always said Beterbiev, so I'm going to stick with that. But, you know, however you do pronounce it, knockout has got to be somewhere in his name, nickname, last name, first name. But I will say also, Anthony Yard, I think, is one of these guys. He's good. He's flashy, athletic, good enough to get to the fight, but I don't know if he's good enough to win the big fight. And before, again, off camera, we were talking about the Sergey Kovalev fight. I think, you know, that fight, if you really thought Anthony Yard, if it's the Beterbiev that we've seen as of late, I think he does have a chance to start declining a little bit because he's getting older, in his late 30s. So Yard better hope, like, hey, you know, is his age going to show? Now, if it's the same version of Beterbiev, I think the difficulties and obviously the stoppage loss, first loss of Yard's career against Kovalev, that version of Kovalev doesn't bode well if we're like going in thinking, okay, what can Yard do against, you know, maybe a similar, but, you know, higher level style, you know, Eastern European, the Russian style that Beterbiev has. You know, he is a good boxer, precise, technical, like you were mentioning the hooks against Joe Smith Jr. I mean, he prepares, like he said, with his trainer, Mark Ramsey, a very good trainer in his corner, for different situations, different styles, different fights. So we've seen him, you know, be in different fights. We've seen him be, you know, in trouble with a huge gash. We've seen him have to go backwards, forward. So obviously there's things that Yard can try to do, but can he do it at a high level for the full fight, land his power punches? I don't know. I really liken him to almost like an Anthony Joshua, just like almost like too big, too muscular for his own good. Going to be athletic, going to be powerful, but over the longevity of the fight, you know, I think Better Biev will either wear him down or just take him out. I mean, we haven't seen anyone up until this point that can take, you know, the Better Biev onslaught for a full 12 rounds.
I think it is fruitful to compare Yard's fight with Kovalev against, with this upcoming fight against Better Biev. Kovalev had already lost three times, two against Andre Ward and then later Alvarez. He later, you know, was able to defeat Alvarez before fighting Yard, but I think it's an indicator of where he was in his career. Right now, Better Biev is at his peak. He hasn't lost. He's undefeated. He's winning every fight by knockout, whereas Kovalev, he wasn't at his peak, and Anthony Yard still struggled with him and was stopped like in the 11th round. And so with Yard, if he can't beat a guy like Kovalev, who's on the decline, who I think is technically inferior to someone like Better Biev, because, you know, agreed, Kovalev was a really solid fighter, 2016, 2015, he had a really good right hand, but I think Better Biev is superior to him in his technique. I think he's a little bit more versatile in the kind of punches that he throws, but regardless, the kind of performance that he had against Kovalev, Yard, that is, indicates to me that he's going to struggle a lot with someone like Better Biev. And in that fight, there were lots of exchanges, and Yard has the bad habit of keeping his hands down in the exchanges. Now, with Kovalev, he was able to get away with that, but a guy who also keeps his hands down in the exchanges. But against someone like Better Biev, who has short counter punches, you better keep your hands up in the exchanges, because you could be throwing a left hook to the body, but Better Biev could be coming over with a short left hook to the head, and that could hurt you. So it's going to be tough. The fight against Kovalev is a good indicator of how he's going to do against Better Biev, and it's going to be a tough night.
Yeah, I agree with all that that you said, and I love those hooks, those short, precise hooks, and it's going to be exciting to see, you know, when each, if each land, you know, who's able to take the punch better. Obviously, they're both offensive minded, and you know, in their record, it shows the knockouts.
And also, I think Yard showed that he kind of got, I don't know if he punched himself out when trying to stop Kovalev, but he looked exhausted by those later rounds to such a degree that it seemed like it was a jab that dropped him at the end of the fight. Now, if you're
that's why I was saying kind of like Joshua, you know what I mean? Like, it just reminds me of Joshua where, you know, he blows his load and then you're like, man, this guy can't even stand up. He's so exhausted.
It's gonna be tough for him. If he was exhausted in the later rounds of the Kovalev fight and was dropped by what appears to be a jab, it's gonna be tough when you got a guy like Better Biev, who I don't think we've ever seen him utterly exhausted. We've seen him deal with adversity, like with that cut against Brown, and still be able to stop his opponent. So it's gonna be tough.
Definitely, yeah. So we're gonna go over to our betting partners at BetMGM. Also, you can, you know, use DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever you prefer. We have you know, affiliate codes with all of those. So check those out in the link in the bio as well. But we'll, for sake of time, we'll just go with BetMGM right now. And the line just for victory is minus 700 for Better Biev. Not this huge, you know, disparity. Obviously, he's a favorite with Anthony Yard coming in at a plus 450. Now, method of victory is what I wanted to look at. Arthur Better Biev by KO, TKO, technical decision, or DQ. That's the one I would look at to say, you know, that's where I'm going to put my money. Minus 350. So you figure you maybe parlay this with, like, you know, a basketball game tonight, a hockey game, whatever. You could probably get some plus money going on something that is in your favor, or one of the playoff games, you know, championship games in the NFL this weekend too. So something there, even if you bet on it by yourself, by itself, minus 350 is not too bad. Better Biev on points now is a bigger stretch, that's plus 550. And then if we look at Yard by KO or TKO, also something, if you're favoring a Yard victory, I would say put the money on the KO. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but if you're going to say Yard by anything, I would say by KO or TKO, that's a plus 650, meaning you put $100, you win 650 back if he gets that stoppage win. So not a bad bet. Yard on points, again, far stretch, you know, really not conceivable in my mind. It's a plus 1600. So you can also look at round betting, which, you know, in the first eight rounds, you got plus money for Better BM. So anywhere from plus 1600 in the first round to plus 1000 in the seventh round. So we've seen him get victories, like you mentioned, against Joe Smith early on in the second, a little further down the road against Marcus Brown, you know, so he's able to get knockouts throughout the fight. He's not like a front runner where it's like, if he doesn't stop you in the first couple, we don't know what he's going to be able to do in later rounds of the fight.
So, he's a complete fighter.
Right. All in all, this is a good one to bet Better Biev by stoppage, minus 350. And hey, man, you know, parlay with your favorite, you know, other sports that's going on. Like I mentioned, some NBA action, NHL, or even the playoff football games that are going on. If you had to choose, if you had to predict a victor and how that's going to happen, what are you saying, Gabe? Are you taking Better Biev or are you taking Yard?
Better Biev by knockout. I think they're in an exchange and Yard tries to throw something flashy. Better Biev catches him with something on the exchange, wobbles him, and then tries to go for the finish. If it's not that, then Better Biev from the very beginning will start to hunt him and start landing his shots and wear him out. But I mean, it's also very possible that he gets hurt early in exchange because he just opens too much Yard, that is. So either way, Better Biev by stoppage. If it goes to a decision, it would be Better Biev because he's just a superior boxer, but he hits so hard that it's hard for anyone to go to a decision. And because before you get outboxed, you get put to sleep.
To quote Better Biev, I understand. So that transitions us into now, if he does get that victory. Oh, I will say my prediction too. Same stoppage, Better Biev. I would say mid to late rounds, knockout. You know, it's just going to be a matter of time and when and where. I think he gets Yard in trouble, brings it on. I think Yard may be able to figure out a little bit early on to survive or last longer than Joe Smith Jr., but I think it's inevitable that Better Biev stops him. Moving forward now, the fight obviously that many of us want to see is not Dimitri Bivol versus Canelo Alvarez too. It's Artur Better Biev versus Dimitri Bivol. And in that same interview right after, when he says, I understand, in response to Anthony Yard calling him slow, he's just like, you know, Bivol and his team said they want to fight. It's next, whatever, let's go. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I want to ask the question, who in your estimation has the better resume at 175 pounds? And I just want to read out some of the names that Bivol has.
I'll say Bivol without even thinking or hearing. I do want to hear the list, but I'll say just gut instinct off the top, Bivol.
Zerto Ramirez, who was 168 pounder. Canelo Alvarez, who was the 168 pound undisputed champion.
Zerto ate a whole district in Mexico to become a super heavyweight. So yeah, I don't want to hear that he was.
Okay.
I don't want to hear that he was 100. He's not coming up. He's not like Hector Garcia that just came up and fought Tank. No, he was a full fledged, like he was super duper heavyweight.
Sure. Okay. I mean, he's a big dude, but his best wins, Zerto was at 168 pounds. Yeah. Had he done anything at 175, this was his first big test. No. And it really showed how unprepared he was because he hadn't fought anybody at 175. But let me continue. I'm looking at names that stand out. Joe Smith Jr., Jean Pascal, Chilemba, Sullivan Barrera. Those are within the past 10 to 15 fights of Dimitri Bivol. Now we look at Artur Better Biev.
Joe Smith, right? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, Joe Smith. Artur Better Biev, Joe Smith Jr., Marcus Brown, Gbuzdic. Yeah, it's looking like, as far as names, and I'm not just looking at current names, but names of the past, like John Pascal, it looks like maybe Dimitri Bivol maybe has a bit better resume, but I mean, has Bivol beat anyone at light heavyweight like Gvozdik? You know what I mean? With the Canelo stuff, you got to put an asterisk because he is a top pound for pound fighter, but he was at 168 pounds. He doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not even factoring that one into it. Even if we take Canelo away, I mean, I'd still put Bivol's resume over Better Biev's. Now, that doesn't mean like, yeah, it's a wash and like Bivol's going to win this. Not at all, but just up to this point.
I'll say that the resumes are very similar, irrespective of, you know, who has the belts. Obviously, Better Biev or Better Biev has three of the belts. Bivol has one of the belts, the WBA belt. In terms of a fight between them, that's the fight everyone wants to see. Bivol obviously is with Matchroom, who has a deal with DAZN. Better Biev is with Top Rank that has the deal with ESPN. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But we've seen both entities have one of their fighters fight on the other platform. Not doesn't necessarily have to be both of them, but we've also seen them have one fighter go into the other platform. So I think it's very feasible in terms of it being made. Now, in terms of what kind of fight it will be, this is a classic boxer versus puncher fight, where the puncher also has some technique. With Bivol, he knows how to come in and out. He knows how to be very versatile. His offense, I think, is something that a lot of people have a hard time figuring out, because he knows how to feint. He knows how to move. He knows how to go up and down. He knows how to mix it up. And he doesn't throw every punch with everything. He knows how to vary the speed. And he knows when to step in and throw the combinations when his opponent opens up and is vulnerable. With Beterbiev, however, he has one thing that separates many fighters from the others, and that's brute strength and brute power. Combine that with technique and short punches, you're looking at a fighter that's going to be very difficult to beat. The only person that we've seen Beterbiev fight that is similar to Bivol is Gvozdyk. Now, I think Bivol is a little bit better than Gvozdyk because he knows how to plant his feet and be stronger, and he doesn't move as much as Gvozdyk. I think with Oleksandr, I think you could see that he wasn't that comfortable or confident in his power because he was moving so much. Bivol isn't going to move as much. He's going to move and step back, move and step back. And he's going to step back kind of like Hector Luis Garcia against Cervante Davis in a way that doesn't give the other person too much territory. You step back and you keep that jab out there to make sure that the other person is aware that you still have some power on your end. So I think it's going to be a really interesting fight and an interesting clash of styles. And I don't know. It's going to be a tough one to pick.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll, you know, if it ends up happening the way that we're predicting, Beterbiev stopping Yard, then we discuss this one a little more in depth. I'm just saying, I can't wait. If that one does happen, it needs to happen next, because like I mentioned previously, Beterbiev is getting a little bit older. So we want to enjoy the best of Artur Beterbiev, and of course, against the best opponents, and that's Dmitry Bivol. I will mention, I agree with you with the Gvozdyk fight. Gvozdyk was that nervous energy, you know, moving back and kind of not planting his feet. Bivol is very, you know, deliberate in his movement and knows what he wants to do, and is not going to have that nervous, wasteful energy. And I think is able to dictate, which is why it's going to be so exciting. I think he's going to be able to dictate the pace if he wants with his jab. Beterbiev is going to have to do different things to get inside. And, you know, that's going to just be an interesting clash of style. So I really want
to
see that.
It has to happen this year. Yeah. And it has to happen this year, because Beterbiev, he doesn't have that much wear and tear, especially because he knocks everybody out before they can cause any wear and tear. But he's 38 years old, like you mentioned, the age factor, and Bivol is 32. There are not a lot of fighters who you would consider to be in their prime after the age of 38 and 39. So right now is the time to do it. By right now, I mean right after this fight against Yard.
Yeah, I agree. So let's see what happens this weekend. Artur Beterbiev versus Anthony Yard. That goes down on ESPN Plus in the States starting at 3:30 p.m. Check it out, and then we'll be back on Sunday with the RBR recap.
I understand.
Thank you for listening to the RBR Recap. Make sure to follow us on social media at RBR Recap and visit RBRRecap.com for the latest episodes.